time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump is set to deliver a speech midday Wednesday in which he'll recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, but he'll sign a six-month waiver maintaining the embassy's current location in Tel Aviv because the process of moving will take at least 3 or 4 years.
The majority of Israeli politicians have enthusiastically advocated for this day, but when you look at it, Israel has a lot to lose. First off, if the United States does go forward with this plan, it doesn't mean the international community is going to do it. Also, it could have a backlash effect with not just Arab countries, but other countries around the world. But also, you have to look at the peace process, and that's something that President Trump has invested a lot into. He's called it the ultimate deal. He sent his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to come and work on it. And every Palestinian official we've spoken with says if they go forward with this plan, the peace deal is essentially done. The Americans lose their seat at the table and they can't be credible. So real consequences for potential peace.
Trump is making the announcement despite criticism from numerous U.S. allies, including France, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia, which have urged him to avoid the extremely sensitive topic. Protests have already broken out in the Gaza Strip in response to the expected decision, as Palestinian leaders have called for 3 days of rage against the move. On a Detroit radio show Tuesday afternoon, Representative John Conyers made it official. He's retired.
I am retiring today, and I want everyone to know how much I appreciate the support, the incredible, undiminished support I've received across the years from my supporters, not only in my district, but across the country as well.
So, people, you have it here on the Mildred Gatta Show. You heard it here. Congressman Conyers announces his retirement as of today. He has also said during this interview he is supporting his son, John Conyers III, to replace him. Congressman, as you exit this interview, do you still maintain that the allegations that have been leveled against you are false?
Whatever they are not accurate, or they're not true, and I think that they're something that I can't explain where they came from.
The latest allegation against Conyers comes from a woman who accused him of sliding his hand up her skirt while sitting in the front row of a church. On a related note, Time magazine's editor-in-chief Edward Felsenthal announced their Person of the Year Wednesday morning.
The 2017 Person of the Year is the Silence Breakers, the voices that launched a movement. This is the fastest moving social change we've seen in decades. And it began with individual acts of courage by hundreds of women and some men too, who came forward to tell their own stories of sexual harassment and assault.
We see celebrities on your cover, but most importantly, perhaps, we see someone whose face is obscured. Yeah. This is the woman whose name we don't know, the woman who came forward bravely or is thinking about doing so.
One of the important things we explore in our coverage around the issue is, of course, the parade of headlines is nonstop and incredible to see, but We look at the degree to which this is really just the beginning and how far will it go, how deep into the country, how long lasting. The image you see partially on the cover is of a woman we talked to, a hospital worker in the middle of the country who doesn't feel like she shared her story with us and some others, but doesn't feel that she can come forward without threatening her livelihood.
The International Olympic Committee on Tuesday announced that it has banned Russia from the 2018 Winter Olympic Games for having manipulated the game's anti-doping system.
The Russian Olympic Committee is suspended with immediate effect. Individual clean Russian athletes will be able to participate under strict conditions at the Olympic Winter Games Pyeongchang 2018. These invited athletes will participate, be it in individual or team competitions, under the name Olympic Athlete from Russia, with the acronym OAR.
Individual athletes who test clean for performance-enhancing drugs, however, will be allowed to compete for the upcoming PyeongChang Games as neutral individuals under the Olympic flag. The first gun legislation since the largest mass shooting in U.S. history could be voted on as early as Wednesday in the House of Representatives. But instead of making us safer, the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act would expand the ability of out-of-state visitors to carry concealed weapons across state lines. Opponents of the legislation warn that it would allow the states with the loosest permitting standards to define the laws of the nation and would undermine states' rights to protect their own residents. The NRA has called it their highest legislative priority. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, now heard Tuesday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Voices Network, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.